This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Filling in for Scott Hennin. You know, I was supposed to be here for the next couple of days, but Scott was going out to Washington, D.C., but over the weekend, I don't know if Todd talked about it, but Scott will probably talk more about it tomorrow. Scott had a couple blood clots, which is kind of that silent killer. So I had a talk with him last night, and he's not going to be going to D.C., so he'll be back, and he'll be doing the show tomorrow.
You would think with that Viking game, his clot would be flowing just fine.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you. The thing with Scott, it's that serious stuff, isn't it? I mean,
blood clots are
deadly. And we talked last night for quite a while about it and the implications of that. And it's not like you can take something and it goes away in 5 minutes. He's got to kind of deal with it for over the next couple of weeks or a month until it kind of takes care of itself.
Well, yeah. You don't want to mess around with that, right?
Oh, man. So
I've never had one. I'm just assuming.
Yeah. So our prayers go out to Scott.
Yes.
He'll be back tomorrow. He's not on his way out to D.C. as was planned. And so we'll... I appreciate the chance. I had some guests lined up today, so as a result, I said, hey, I'll take the show today if you don't mind. Finish off the kind of my first shot after the new year being in studio with you, Todd.
So, yeah. Happy 2018.
Hey, thank you. I kind of kicked off with all kinds of New Year's resolutions. The kind of one of them, you're my hero with all the weight you lost. I got about 20 pounds I'm going to try to drop.
There you go.
So I started about maybe 10 days ago. So I got this fancy blender I've owned from one of my bad investments I made in a restaurant. It was way too nice of a blender to give away, but it's dandy. But anyway, it's one of these you could actually take a garden hoe and you could stick it in and it actually would grind the garden hoe. They got a video on YouTube.
I wouldn't try that. But,
yeah. I wouldn't taste that good anyway to shave.
A lot of fiber.
A lot of fiber. But
maybe anyway, some minerals.
So I had my fruit drink this morning blended, and I had the flax oil in it and taking a fish oil pill. And, I mean, when you kind of get to the age that I'm at, you start worrying about all these things, and then you hear about
Scott. Dude, I'm right behind you, so don't give me this whole, like, generational-sounding thing.
But I will say, I've always been kind of a yoga guy, so I do yoga stretch. No, not meditation, but yoga stretching, and so I've been doing that twice a day, and so that's
okay. Then you're one way up on me. Then
I kind of feel kind of oiled, and it's good.
Oiled.
It's good for the joints, and it really helps out stretch a lot.
I don't think I've ever said that about myself. Boy, I feel oiled today. Wow, felt a lot of things. Oiled ain't one of them, but good for you, Gary.
Hey, and another thing, Todd. One thing that I got to say is, you notice I'm not using reading glasses today. So I always have to wear reading glasses. I'm at that age where, everybody needs reading glasses. And I went to get my eyes checked recently. My eye doctor said, I talked about having that LASIK surgery, and we were just talking to it. And he said, you know what monovision is? I said, yeah, I heard about it. And he says, you can kind of, before you go have the surgery, you ought to correct one of the eyes through a contact, like a monovision. So I see good at the distance with one, and they correct back on the other eye to, be able to read close. So
okay.
He said the problem when people do that, he said 90% is attitude. And he said, So if you think you could have the right attitude and focus on doing it, you ought to try that before you get the surgery then. So I said, hey, why not?
Sure.
So he said, I'll give you another set of contacts that you can go back to your old way and put your reading glasses on. And so I've been doing this for about a month, and I love it. So I can actually read. I mean, if it's dark, you know, and I can't see as well. But if I and when you first start out in the morning, which is weird with contacts. So I'm nearsighted, so I have a problem with distance. But if I take my contacts out, and I've been wearing them since I was a teenager, which was 40-odd years ago. But when you to say
they had contacts,
they did. So I'm giving a little bit of my age away. But at the end of the day, this model vision has been amazing for me because I don't have to wear reading glasses. I'm always looking for them. I got six pair everywhere. Then my wife borrows them.
Well, because usually on computer screens here, whenever you're filling in for Scott, you're usually like mega struggling to read computer screens and stuff. And I always feel bad for you. I'm like, oh.
And it's great. I don't need it. And I have to tell one funny story on my wife. So she had LASIK 20 years ago.
Mm.
So I come home telling her about this mono vision that I'm going to do. I got these contacts in. I say, hey, it's working. And she goes, well, you know, when I had my LASIK done, I had mono vision done. And I said, well, yeah, I guess I kind of remember that. It was like 20 years ago. I says, So why do you wear reading glasses? She goes, I don't know. I never thought about it. I said, well, he just told me to concentrate because your brain adjusts. And he said, my doctor said, you know, look at stuff and you're going to see good with one and bad with, you know, kind of in between on the other one. They kind of correct it.
Right.
It's not perfect on the distance. And I said, she goes, well, what? So she went and grabbed something. She started reading, and I told her how to concentrate just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's working. And she's had mono vision, but she's been wearing reading glasses. And I go, well, what the world? For 20 years, you could have done it. She goes, I just never thought about it. You know, no one ever coached me on it. So anyway, here we are. I'm not wearing reading glasses.
So in other words, what you're telling me is you're not winking at me then.
No, I'm not. So every now and then, so when I kind of turn my head cockeyed, that's kind of what's going on. So
okay.
So I have to admit that I have a little bit of that going on. So
okay.
But anyway, I'm kind of excited about that. And I was just thinking about that with the new year. Between my diet and doing yoga and now having my corrected monovision, I'm like.
And you're well oiled.
I'm a changed man, and I'm well oiled.
I've never heard a guy describe himself that way.
And I have to say something. I'm no longer in the burrito business.
You're not?
No, I got out. I resigned from my company about a year ago. A week ago. I just been traveling so much. Last year, I was in 180 hotel room nights.
Ugh.
Can you imagine that? 108. Now, good news, my wife was with me 104.
I guess you know where the good ones are now, but still.
But it was just 3 million miles and thousands of hotel rooms over the course of my career. I just said, I'm done being on the road. And my wife and I talked about it, and I got a hold of my partners, and I just said, I'm going to make a change. And so I'm currently unemployed. I'm part of the unemployed masses. But when you quit, and you get out of something, you don't get unemployment, so I'm not enough to retire. So anyway.
So what you're saying is now you wish they would have fired you so you would have gotten unemployment? Or what are you saying?
I should have said, would you guys lay me off? But anyway, so I got all kinds of free time on my hands now. And
so he's begging for a job.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to hire me. So
okay.
If there's any open
your chance to hire Gary Amenith. You've never had a better chance than you do right now.
Don't take that on. Don't. So anyway, Todd.
Or is there some other big announcement coming up today about a new job?
No, not at all. But I am going to talk about Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt.
Economics in One Lesson.
By Henry Hazlitt. Have you ever heard of that book?
No.
I ordered 20 copies, and today we're going to give away 20 copies of this book on the air.
Can I call?
You can. In fact, if you promise to read it, I'll give you the one I have in my hand.
I'll definitely read it.
Now, by the way, if there's any callers that want to call in and talk a little bit of economics, we're going to talk libertarian views and policy this morning. I have Jared Hendricks coming in studio here, not too far, in 15, 20 minutes here. And we're going to spend some time talking about, now Jared Hendricks said just for, what I want to say, full disclosure, there's the word I'm looking for. He just was announced as Kevin Cramer's campaign manager. So,
right.
So Jared, but I was going to do this show a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to, I like talking different political views this morning. So, you know, when I've done the Cape Fire Cafe, I talk about restaurants and eating and all those kind of things. But as a rule, this show is good about politics. Any of you libertarians out there or people that like or don't like the libertarian view, I wanted to really talk about what Ron Paul and the libertarian movement has all been about. And so we're going to spend about a half hour, 45 minutes, the bottom of the hour, talking about libertarianism and their philosophies opposed to conservatives and liberal, et cetera. But Jared Hendricks and I were having coffee a couple weeks ago, and he gave me a copy of a book. And he said, hey, I brought you a couple books for Christmas. And one was Bastiat's The Law, which I've read and had copies in my and it's a great book, by the way. But I had not read Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. And it's really Keynesian, however you say it, view of the world versus Hayek. And I'm a Hayek guy. And F.A. Hayek, who wrote the book Road to Serfdom, which had huge impact in my view of economics. And since I'm not the swiftest guy, I have to have someone else help with the
ideas. So you're telling me you want us to read a book that's the opposite of your philosophy?
No,
or
no,
what are you saying?
It is my philosophy.
Oh, okay.
It's like Hayek. It's really more the Hayek view or Milton Friedman. It's really in the line, but it's Economics in One Easy Lesson. It's under 200 pages, so Jared gave it to me. And I want to give it away. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the book until Jared gets in the studio.
Good.
And Henry Hazlitt, Economics in One Lesson, Libertarians, Free Markets, Capitalists. And this is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Henn. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stuxnet County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. Hot tub, the best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Complete your daily activities when your diesel truck or tractor's out of commission. Instead of taking your vehicle to some regular auto shop for repairs, you really should bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles, DAC Diesel in Bismarck. You can count on the expertise of DAC Diesel mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. The owner, grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically working on diesel vehicle repairs. So he's got 20 years of experience now he brings to every job. Constantly learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients. Visit his shop in Bismarck today. Get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. Call him 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. CJ from DAC Diesel will be more than happy to get your diesel vehicle rolling. When's the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, bring it to the experts at DAC Diesel. 21 after the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennett off today. Back tomorrow, Gary Emeneth, who will no longer be making burritos at home now for dinner.
Well, no, that's not true.
Oh, that's what I figured.
I still love cooking. By the way, we just...
And margaritas?
We bought a whole...
We need to do that again here in the studio.
I'd like to do that.
Those of you on the network, not on KPAR, you may not have heard, but Gary makes a mean margarita, and he made one right in the studio one day.
That was a year ago between leading up to New Year's, right?
Was that when you were coming in during Snowmageddon?
It was.
You came in on the
on my brother's four-wheel for 5 miles, and I went to dress for it.
Snowiest time of like years, and he's got to come in the most outdoor summer type of vehicle you can imagine.
And, you know, I'm one of these idiot guys that leave the house. It's 20 below, and I'm looking for my coat, and I have no gloves and cap, and I leave the house with a light jacket Anyway, I dressed that way coming in that day, which was not wise, but I felt the effects of it for about 2 days after that.
I'm sure.
But, so Todd, we're going to be having Jared Hendricks, who's, as I said earlier, for full disclosure, he was announced yesterday as Kevin's campaign manager and been very involved with the Ron Paul movement, but really a passionate libertarian, but he's been very involved in Republican politics, and now he's going to be Kevin Cramer's campaign chairman for Congress. So he's going to be in studio. In fact, he just got in here a few minutes ago, and he's going to be joining us shortly. And then we have a young man, Reed Christensen, who just started, got elected to a position as the young Republican, the YRs. And I want to talk about, and I know he's got some libertarian bent in his bones, I think. I don't know if he does or not. We'll let him tell you. But the idea with it is, it's really, what I wanted to have Reed in is, I wanted to talk about young people being involved in the political process, and it appears to me that young people end up in two camps. Ron Paul did an amazing thing of igniting a lot of young people to get involved in the process. The other guy that's done it is Bernie Sanders, a football player. No, not maybe in Detroit, but not in Bismarck.
More proof that just because you have the same last name doesn't mean you look anything alike, right? Wow.
But anyway, Senator Sanders, and so I'm struggling. Where are these young people, these new millennials, where are they going to end up in that? So I want to have him talk about why he's involved and where, you know, where this is all going to end as our country and our future. These young people drive it. But as I was talking earlier in the first segment was when I had coffee with Jared Hendricks last week, he gave me this gift of Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, and I got 20 copies. So, Todd, if there's anybody wanting a copy of this, what's the call-in number so they can call and we'll send out copies? I went and bought them,
wow,
and I'll be putting them in the mail at my own expense because this is an important book for people to read. There's not enough people reading this kind of stuff.
No doubt. 701-280-550 or 1-800-228-550. 0550, 701-258-0550, or 1-800-228-0550.
So one of my...
What makes you Professor Emeneth today?
Well, though, not Professor, because I don't want to get too far into weeds, because then you'll find
Professor
out...
Professor DuJour.
I don't quite know my economics, but, listen, if you do anything and you read this book, Economics in One Lesson, which is about as much as I can handle, this Henry Hazlitt's incredible book, so give us a call. Phones are ringing. Todd, I guess somebody can be taking those and getting all the... getting the books in place for that so they can get teed up on it. Because Friedrich Hayek is the guy that really, I understand, he's an Austrian as opposed to the Keynesian and that government intervention and the way our economy works. And so I'm one of these guys that believe that economic freedom is really the basis for all personal and political freedom. And so we have to understand economics 101. And that's why this book's important to be talked about. And I think the basis for the book, it talks about the art of economics really consists not merely in looking at the immediate, but the long-term effects that these policies have on what happens. And so often politicians react to the fact that they want a short-term fix without looking at the consequences of the large overall picture and how it impacts all these other groups. And he says in the book that nine-tenths of all economic fallacies working with such dreadful harm to the world today are a result of ignoring the single lesson that you got to look at the bigger picture. And I think he lays out lots of things about the idea how war's great. It creates all these great economic booms and machines. And the fact that when you got these machines and you go automation, it's going to put these people out of work that, you know, and he's got about 20 examples in this book that really identify these fallacies that so many people fall into, the Democrats and I would call the liberals, into how the economy ought to run. And so I'm excited about that. So
well, you got a full slate of calls now.
All right. So we have Lance in Mandan. Lance, what do you have on your mind there, Lance?
Oh, no, I'm just kind of interested in reading this book and seeing how it's
fabulous,
I should say. And I actually want to make my gift rated afterwards. So.
Fabulous.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's a way to earn the book.
So, Todd, I'm an amateur. I'm just filling in today for Scott. How do I get Lance's address?
Well, Manny's got the way to talk to him off the radio because I'm sure he doesn't want to give his full address on the radio. I wouldn't recommend it.
So Lance, stay on the line. We'll have Manny take your address and we'll get a copy out of it. And if anything happens where you get lost and don't get your book, call Todd Mitchell here at KFY and beat him because I'll have copies available to make sure they go out, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Lance. I'm glad. Enjoy the book.
Okay, watch your mailbox, and Gary will get that sent out, but we'll have some backup copies just in case.
On the way. Don from Bismarck, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Dan.
Dan. Okay, Dan. How are you?
I think there's probably no better testament to the power of free economics than watching the Dow, who broke through 26,000 today, just an
incredible.
Amazing run since the election, and I think there are some people that are still giving credit to the last administration for that, but obviously during the 8 years of Obama, there wasn't much in the way of full employment and especially amongst the minorities and that kind of thing. Since the election of last year, we've seen that go, the black unemployment is at an all-time low, so is Hispanic, and the Dow is at over 26,000, so I think the proof is right in front of us, and I would like you to give me the name of this, but what is the name of this book?
Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, Hazlitt. And if you stay on the line, Dan, Manny will get your address, and we'll send you a copy for free. You don't need to buy one. I bought a bunch of copies.
No way, really? Okay, there thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan. You bet.
Thank you.
We got a bunch of callers. The phone line's on, so hang tight. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen.
We've got Aaron and Alton coming up. Apparently, we're going from A to Z. We're going to go through the A's here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we'll do it.
In fact, more coming up. What's in your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-8-track of, or is 8-track of non-Christmas funkin' today? Is that what we're, what's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, not just some other sprayer company, the sprayer company. Others keep talking about customers made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. ET Ag on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts, not just Apache, plenty of other brands as well. Right across from the Bonanza sign. The sign is still there, and you can't even tell if the road Bonanza's gone. Apache, High Plains Apache. 27 before the hour, Todd Mitchell. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-280-550, 1-800-228-0550. And your guest host today, economics professor du jour, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back, Gary. I'm going to fill in first Mr. Scott Hennon, who will be back tomorrow. We got a bunch of callers out there, so I, Manny, I'd like to make sure that you're getting all these addresses because we want to be sure that everyone gets a copy of this book, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. I got 20
stop
copies.
At 20, I was going to say stop at 20, though.
Stop at 20.
Well, yeah. Manny's a very efficient guy. You know, he could end up giving away 100.
If we get 100 callers that want this book, I will give away 100 copies.
Look at this!
I'm serious. But they got to call in during the show and get Manny. No, I don't. Manny's got to take him down. I'm not taking any responsibility for not getting an address. So if Manny can't keep up and I don't get it, I can't
spell
it
out. Manny's very good at what he does. Manny can keep up.
Okay, so...
Now, whether you get 100... You just open a can of worms or you realize
it. Listen, this book is so important to why people need to get engaged in the process. I mean, the Dow just hit 26,000.
Yeah.
Do you think Obama gets credit for that or Donald Trump?
Reagan.
Well, that works too. I can go with that.
I'm an old Reagan conservative.
I'm a Reagan baby. So we have Daniel and Hickson. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. And yes, I do want the book. So
okay.
I'll definitely want that book. That sounds like a really good book. I just want to make a few comments about what President Trump is accused of saying last week about Haiti. A Democrat, whose name I will not repeat, accused him of using some derogatory language about Haiti. And whether or not Trump said it or not is immaterial. I used to live on the island of Hispaniola. I lived there for 2 years and 3 months, and I spent a couple weeks in Haiti. And Haiti is a very, very poor country. It's terrible down there. The people are living in abject poverty. Haiti is the poorest country in this hemisphere. It is a disaster. Haiti has been plagued by corrupt, conniving, governments throughout its whole history since 1804 when they gained their independence and had a revolt. And Haiti is a disaster, pure and simple. And what language you use to describe it is another issue, I guess.
Well, I appreciate that, Daniel. The thing that I we had some friends over for dinner Saturday night, and I actually cooked and I didn't burn everything. And we were talking about this particular comment, and I was surprised by my friend's wife who commented that setting aside, you know, the language he used, but the whole idea of immigration and bringing many people to America that maybe aren't contributing to our economic growth. And when the president makes some of these statements, it he gets them distracted in other areas, but he continues with his policies moving forward. And I think there's more people that agree with what the president said than maybe not necessarily the language, but at the end of the day, he has a lot more support than people want to give him credit for out there, at least in the far left liberals.
I used to work in the U.S. Embassy down in the Dominican Republic, and I can honestly say everybody, and I will use the word everybody that I knew, Dominicans, they all wanted to come to the United States. So if we went with Obama's administration of open-door policy, we would be flooded with people from all over the world, and that would be crippling on our economy. We need to vet people. There are some nasty people that want to come here, and I don't care what country they're from or background or whatever. We don't need those nasty people here. No, there are a lot of good people that want to come here, and we can vet those and let those people in that can contribute to our society and our country and our culture. I still got friends in the Dominican Republic. I write to all the time. Great people, terrible governments, and you can say that about Venezuela, Nicaragua, and you know, most of Latin American countries have terrible governments, and that's their plague.
Well, Daniel, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your insight and your wisdom and having been there, so that even speaks more highly to what President Trump said was true. So thanks for staying on the line, Manny. You'll get your address. We'll get a copy of the book out. We're going to go to Rose and Rogers, and then we're going to bring our guest on. Rose, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Gary. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
It's cold.
Oh, it's freezing out there.
I know. It's terrible. Terrible in the house.
Todd and Scott always make me fill in when it's this cold out, and I have to go out and start my car.
You notice you have a trend. And, you know, last year, Gary had to come right after the big Snowmageddon event, and you had to come in like, you know, something you ride on a California beach with.
Why don't you ever let me come when it's nice outside in the summer? I could ride my bike or something.
Well, I'll take a couple of weeks off this summer.
Okay.
Scott can,
at least you didn't have to walk.
Amen to that, Rose. I appreciate
it.
It would have
been warmer walking last time. He had not only the wind chill, but the wind going by him, going around his feet, because he was not in an enclosed vehicle. So,
well, I was remembering the blizzard of, I think it was 1966, that terrific blizzard that hit North Dakota.
Yep.
I got the year right?
That's it.
I was living in Valley City, and I remember that storm raged for about 2 or 3 days, and you could hardly open the door of your house to go out. I don't know why anybody would want to go out. But when that finally subsided, I decided to walk down the street, just about 2 blocks, right down the main street in Valley City to a little store used to be called the City Market, just to get some supplies because I really wasn't prepared to sit out 2 or 3 days without going to the store. And when I walked in that store, practically the only thing left was some cake mix on the shelf. The store was cleaned out, and I don't know how anybody else got there ahead of me, because I was only 2 blocks away, and I went as soon as I felt like I could safely get out of the house. But I remember walking down Main Street over these drifts that were just huge mountains of hard-packed snow in the middle of the street, and how the storm had come in from the north and just plastered the front of the buildings, probably inches deep of snow plastered against the north fronts of those buildings.
Apparently, and the person went to the store before you said, "Let them eat cake."
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you had some powder. Hopefully, Rose, you had some powdered sugar. You can make some good frosting with that cake, and that's all you're going to get.
Not what you can do with cake mix and nothing else, right?
No, you have to have eggs and milk to put in it too.
If you get the kind that you only have to add water, I guess you'd be okay. But
So, Rose, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about?
Okay, I would love a copy of the book.
Okay, Rose,
I used to have one, and I make a mistake of lending my books out and forgetting who I've lent them to, and then I can never recover them. So I had one once, and I'd love to get another one. And I will send you a book, or at least a magazine. I'm going to send you the most recent issue of the New American Magazine, which is an issue devoted entirely to the discussion of what is the deep state. Fascinating issue. So we'll trade.
I would love to read it, because I'm a deep state believer that we got to deal with the deep state out there. That's a real deal. A lot of people like to poo-poo it, but I am all with you. So I'd love to get a copy of that. And I will. I'll get your address. I think I can find you, Rose. And I'll make sure you get this copy out, and then you can get my address so I can get a copy of it. So thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Yeah. Same to you. Bye bye.
All right. Now we're going to shift gears. We've got some callers, but before we go to the next caller, I want to introduce our in studio guest today, Jared Hendricks. He's wearing a red hat. I'm going to post on Facebook. Make North Dakota conservative again. Now, welcome to the show, Jared.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me about that hat. Where do I get one of those?
Well, I actually got this hat from a friend of mine, Representative Luke Simons, out in Dickinson. And, you know, at first glance, it looks like the Trump hats that we've all seen for the last couple of years. Yep. But, you know, it has a different kind of message, but I think it's just as important.
It is. It is. And, I mean, there's not enough of that going on, even with all the Republicans we have in North Dakota. We're still not conservative enough from my perspective.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good point. You know, you talk about if you poll people and you ask, especially North Dakota, do they identify as Democrat or Republican or independent? And actually, independent is the largest percentage. And if you ask them, do they identify as Republican or do they identify as conservative? Well, 33% are Republican and 49% are conservative. So I think that tells you that the conservative label actually means a lot more to people.
Well, and the number of people that would identify themselves as liberals, almost single digit in North Dakota, isn't it? I mean, it's a low number. When I was chairman, I remember the number was quite low.
Yeah, it's a pretty low number. I think most of your Democrats historically have been pretty moderate. And, of course, unfortunately, leadership of the Democratic Party has gone so far to the left, and most of those people feel pretty left out.
So I'm looking forward to that talk to Reed. We're going to have him on after the 10 o'clock hour, who is heading up the YRs, got recently elected. But this whole thing about Bernie Sanders versus the Ron Paul, and Ron Paul energized a lot of these young people. And I want to talk to you a little bit about your thoughts and what brought you to North Dakota. So we only got a couple minutes. We're going to go to break again. It seemed like all we do is break back and forth. But hang in there, listeners. We're going to talk about the Libertarian Party and some of the views. But we got 2 minutes. Tell our listeners who you are, how you got to North Dakota, and why you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Virginia, but I've been here for several years. I came out here for the first time when I was Congressman Ron Paul's state director for his presidential campaign, so I was here for 6 months. Then I went back to Virginia and was very involved in the Republican Party out there, was an elected position in the party, state party leadership. And, you know, honestly, I kind of just, it might sound silly to some people that don't know me, but, I mean, I really did fall in love with North Dakota. And so I came back about a year and a half later. And I actually took a break from politics and did real work, out in the oil fields for a couple of years.
Good for you.
Slowly my mental illness settled back in, and I got back involved in politics.
And here you are. Well, and for disclosure, you recently have been appointed or accepted the position of being Kevin Cramer's campaign manager. So while you came here, Ron Paul Libertarian, and I, as party chairman, always embraced the Ron Paul Libertarians and said they need to be involved in the Republican Party as opposed to another party. Which there is, I know they've had some pretty, decent candidates on the ballot, and it's worthy a two-party system. And I've kind of said the Libertarians ought to take over the Democrat Party because they're not really using it right now, but I'm glad they didn't do that. And they really, most of them came into the Republican Party, but they still grabbed 3 to 4%, 5% in the election. So they're literally involved in this process. So we got to go to the break. Jared, stay put. I'm going to keep you here for the whole show. And we come back. We have Shar and Minot. So, Shar, thank you for patiently waiting. This is Gary Eminent filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay tuned.
More books for you on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. The University of Mary has a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. Understand your desire to reach your full potential to take on leadership roles in your profession and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make sure it's possible for you to move forward. The Master's of Science in Nursing degree is now just $15,000. It can run over $8,000 higher elsewhere. Get more info at umary.edu/MSN. umary.edu/MSN. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Here I am, and if it ever got in today.
Welcome back to the show. We have Shar's been patiently waiting in my nuts. Shar, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm calling from sunny Minot here.
Ah, it's sunny here in Bismarck, but cold. How about up there? I imagine.
Chilly.
Yeah.
A little crisp. You know how it is in North Dakota.
Absolutely. If you don't like it, it'll change. Except when it's 20 below, it might hang around for a week.
Anyway,
so what's on your mind, Shar?
Well, I would really like a copy of this book because I just need to educate myself as much as possible. You know, I'm a widow, and most of my lady friends are widows. And I'm sorry to say, but women sometimes find it hard to be taken seriously when asking questions or discussing financial things with their financial advisors or tax consultant, because oftentimes those are men and they don't think we understand finances at all.
Wow.
So I just need to read this book.
Shar, you stand there. Manny will get you a copy. And I really appreciate what you said about so often women don't get taken serious related to that. For those that know my wife, you probably don't know my wife, they would know that, you know, 2 minutes with her, they would know they would be taking her seriously. And I have to say that I'm blessed by a woman who will never let me forget that, because that is so, so important, because society has changed and is changing, but not
it
enough
is,
for my
it
take.
Is. It's
not
getting
enough.
Better. It's getting
not enough.
Better. A lot
all
better than
you.
It used to be, but still not as good as it could be.
Amen. So, Shar, when I get these copies out, I'm going to get an address in, so you have my address. And if you say you want two more copies, we'll throw a couple more in the mail, because I want as many people to get educated and spun up on this. And in studio with me is Jared Hendricks, who started this Prairie Fire. And by the way, if you want a book, we've already up at about 15 copies, but I already told Todd I'll give away 100 of them. If I can get, the big thing is, Shar, at the end of the day, you got to read it. Right?
That I will do. I'm an avid reader, and now now maybe I have to try your eye thing too.
Shar, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. I'm telling you, it helps. It really is great. This model vision.
Well, it sounds like it.
It's amazing for me. I mean, I'm looking at the screen right now, and normally I'd be squinting and leaning over and knocking the mic off the stand and all those kind of bad things. So it's a gift that I did it, and I can't believe I waited 40 years to figure it out. But sometimes, you know, lessons learned are coming late in life, unfortunately. So.
Hey, Gary, I got a question for you. Is there any truth to you?
To me what?
Running for the Senate?
What? What did that
say?
Come
anything
from?
Blog. Yeah. Rob Port is reporting that you're considering a run for the U.S. Senate.
That wasn't supposed to come up on the air today.
Wait a minute now. If he's going to throw it on his show and you're going to be here, I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth and not some filtered, twisted version that he might be doing.
Well, the answer is I'm very seriously considering it. That is correct. How about if I leave it at that? This wasn't meant to be a campaign. This is meant to be a radio show.
Well, understood. But if he's out lying to people, I want to make sure that you get the opportunity to correct or confirm, whichever the case may be. So,
I have to say that it's under very serious consideration in our household.
Okay.
When Kevin Cramer got out of the race, I got some calls, and my wife looked at me and said, "You need to run for the U.S. Senate." And I laughed about it. I said, "Yeah, right." And she didn't stop pestering me. And I kept saying, "So you really think this is something we should consider?" And she said, "Yes." And so over the course of 2 or 3 days, I kept asking her, "What percent are you at on me doing something like this?" And she said, 100%, and then now it's up over 110%. So Rob Port got out and got the scoop on that. I don't know where that came from, but I do know I've been calling around talking to some folks, and so we are giving it real serious consideration.
There you
so
go.
Here
straight
you have
from
it.
The horse's mouth. You don't have to take somebody else's word for it. Get it straight from the source. as we do on What's in Your Mind.
Wow. All right. Now the phones are going to start ringing. So, Jared Hendricks, we're going to the break here because it just got started and 55:40. We're going to the break here in 30 seconds. So, Jared, you got to stay for the whole next hour because I want to talk about the Libertarian Party and not my candidacy. That's possible. We want to talk about what people are thinking, what's undermined. So, Joshua, stay put. We'll come back to you after the break, after the top of the hour. Joshua and Tioga want to talk about Ron Paul, which is fabulous, because Jared Hendricks is the guy that can talk about Ron Paul.
Perfect timing.
So this is Gary Evans filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay tuned. What's on your mind? We'll be back right after the top of the hour.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.